this election season that we are now into, our Unitarian Universalist congregations, as well as others I am sure, are being encouraged to invite people, encouraged to have people to participate in the political process, whatever their political persuasions may be. Within our own denomination, the UUA, there's a project called the Faithful Democracy, which is encouraging persons to do just that. And within our our immediate area, we have the New Hampshire Citizens Alliance, which is also a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that is seeking to register voters, especially people living in areas where the voter turnout may not be quite that high. So very pleased to have with us this morning Claire Holston. She's a member of the New Hampshire Citizens Alliance. She's going to be holding a session for interested persons during our coffee hour today. If you'd like to know a little more about what the New Hampshire Citizens Alliance is doing, they'll be conducting a voter registration drive in our French Hill area next Saturday, with our church here being the base of operation for that. And so Claire would like to meet with anyone after the service today who could, who'd like to learn more about what she's doing and who could assist and be a part of this effort here at the church next Saturday morning. It's also been my pleasure getting to know Claire as a fellow member of our local NAACP branch chapter. So Claire, we're very glad to have you today. I'm going to invite you to say a few words now about what you'll be doing.
Good morning. I don't know that I could do that introduction any better than Steve did on that, so I appreciate it. And I also find it's a little difficult sometimes to mix both politics and religion in the same service. So bear with me as I get through this. But as Stephen said, yes, I am Claire Holston, and I am with the New Hampshire Citizens Alliance. We are a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization based out of Concord. We are actively trying to get New Hampshire citizens, especially in the Nashville area. I am now the community organizer for this area. This past summer, I was traveling to both Manchester and Nashville and had the privilege to meet one of your members, Loretta Hublett, who has been my greatest support person in connection with the UUC Church. So this past summer, we kicked off our neighborhood canvassing here in the Nashville area. We had Cornelia Holt, I believe, and Seymour, who also participated and was quite successful. So what we've done over the summer basically is we've done neighborhood canvassing. We're looking to put up posters in both Spanish and English in various agencies, organizations, schools, anywhere that people think would be an opportunity to reach unregistered and infrequent voters. In the Nashua area, we have a little over 65,000 people who are eligible to vote. However, we have less than 50% who are actively participating. And anyone that's read the Nashville Telegraph recently, you saw the very low turnout that we had in this past primary. So I'm asking folks today, we basically approach talking about issues. We go door to door and we're dealing with the issues around healthcare. So we have a resolution, we have a script, and we're asking people to pledge to vote in November. And we found that by talking about the issues as opposed to candidates, more people are willing to have us approach them, and it's been very successful. So what I'm here to ask you for this morning is volunteers. As Steve pointed out, Pam Kelly, who is the regional organizer for the UUCs, is putting a mandate out to various congregations, and we actually have a person this morning up in Manchester who's having the same conversation, asking to have the UUCs jump on board. So Loretta has been working with me. We are about to kick off another neighborhood canvassing this coming Saturday in this particular area, and I have all the information, the script that we use, the resolution, and the pledge cards that I have as a packet. If you're interested, we try to take some of the stigma of going door to door out of the equation. And we ask that if you have any time, a couple hours to share with us next weekend, you're more than welcome. Food is provided, drinks are provided as well. We are also scheduling just about every weekend from now to the end of the election, weekend canvases. And I'm also going to be looking for people to man the polls and to drive people. We have a lot of people who are unregistered who can't get to the polls. So on that note, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. This is a place of worship. But I would ask that if you have a little bit of time between now and November 7th, you could share with us to try to get unregistered and infrequent voters to the polls this year. We'd all appreciate it.